Okay, with that, we will move on to agenda item 7, PR-2022-006568, SD-2023-001-47, rehearing of the preliminary plat. The group Ron Hensley Agents for Design Development Group LLC requests the aforementioned action that for all of a portion of lots 4 and 5, block 16, Tract 3, North Albuquerque Acres, zoned R1C, located at 9200 Wilshire Avenue Northeast between Ventura and Holbrook, containing approximately 1.99 acres. Mr. Hensley, or
Yes.
Mr. Hensley, are you going to make the presentation today?
Yes. We're representing the preliminary plat.
Yes. So if you could state your name and address for the record.
Ron Hensley, 300 Branding Iron Road Southeast, Rio Rancho, New Mexico.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay. Is there anybody else from your team that are going to make any comments or do any presentation today?
The owner, Adil Rizvi, is present, and I believe will speak.
Okay. Adil, would you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. My name is Adil Rizvi, 7515 Treviso Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
Okay, Mr. Hensley or Ms. Adil, you're free to do an update. This has been on the agenda a couple of times.
Yes, this is Ron Hensley. Item was deferred in order to provide exhibits to the neighbors in the city as to the future wall conditions and provide a better understanding of those conditions. I believe everybody has a clear understanding now, and we're ready to move forward.
Okay. Yeah, I saw the email correspondence as well with planning staff and read all the record. So is there anything else you want to supplement that was not in the record?
No, I believe the record's complete.
Okay. With that, we will go to the general public. If you wish to comment on agenda item 7, please unmute and raise your hand. That's a very good sign, Mr. Hensley. We will now go on to the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez.
Yeah, this is David Gutierrez, the Water Authority. The Water Authority has no objection. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gutierrez. We'll go to code enforcement, Mr. Palmer.
Yes, thank you. This is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. There appear to be several side or rear yard walls that may go up to 8 feet in height, which is allowed, if not in the street side yard. I just wanted to make sure we are on an understanding that please note that any wall over 6 feet in height and any retaining wall over 2 feet in height will require a building permit wall for the wall. Any wall up to 6 feet or a retaining wall up to 2 feet in height must obtain a small wall permit. Just a matter of order clarifying on that. The landscape maintenance requirements should be made clear to owners of lots prior to purchase, and documentation as shown for landscaping and landscape maintenance requirements that you submitted should be submitted with residential building plans for each lot affected in this subdivision so that it is clear to those reviewing the plans what is going on that aspect of the property and for a matter of record. Please clarify the location of retaining walls in Lot 8. If I'm not mistaken, the interior yard retaining walls are not visible from the street side yard. They're just simply stepping down into the yard. Could you confirm that?
This is Ron Hensley. That is correct. It is a minor step towards the front of the lot with a increasing to a 4 foot step in the back.
Okay. So yeah, that being said, since it's not really visible from the street, I don't see a problem with that, even though it is over 3 foot in the street side yard. But and also those are probably 5 feet back from the property line, are they not, roughly? But regardless, I don't see an issue with that. So that's the only, I just wanted to clarify that. The submittal appears to meet all the other prior requirements we had discussed. So code enforcement has no further comments at this time.
Okay, so I'm not sure. Let me ask Mr. Rodenbeck. I don't know if a maintenance statement on the, I know it could be put on the plat, the maintenance requirement for the plat can be added, but I'm not positive if that maintenance can be added to a building permit. But we can make the maintenance statement that has been shown to reflect that on the plat.
And this is Jeff Palmer with Code Enforcement. Yes, that's all I was asking, is just that they provide that plat with that those statements when they submit for the building permit, as they'll need that as part of the site plan anyways, but since it will affect what's going on the property. But you're right, that's not, it's not a part of the building permit per se, but more as a matter of record for the property that this is what was approved in the plat for that property.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. Mr. Hensley, I would see where you would need to show the maintenance of those lots. I'm not sure we need, it literally could go to the end of the first paragraph. I'm not sure that you need the other three paragraphs on the plat, but I would probably make a condition that at least that first paragraph be added to the plat so that it's on the plat of record that each of those lot owners are responsible for that area. Do you have any issues with that condition?
This is Ron Hensley. I don't believe that would be an issue, and we could include a reference to the CCNRs as well.
Okay.
Mr. Bohannon?
Yes, Ms.
Wolfley. Sorry, this is Jolene Wolfley. I couldn't find my hand raised thing this morning, but I think there was just one slippage there. I agree that just the first paragraph simply stating the maintenance responsibilities. And at one point, we had said terraces instead of landscape strips, and Mr. Rizzi had changed that, and now it's gone back to landscape strips. So if they would just make that change.
From landscape strips to landscape terraces. Terraces.
Yes.
Okay. And
this is Ron Hensley. We'll make that change on the final plat.
Okay. Okay, we will move on to Parks and Recreation. Ms. Phelan?
I don't have any objections to this one either. Thank you.
Thank you. And move on to Hydrology, Mr. Chin.
Hydrology. Hydrology has approved grading drainage plan with engineer step date of May 1st, 2023, and the supplemental submittal dated January 18th, 2024. Hydrology has no objection. Just for future reminder, please submit the updated grading drainage plan with all corrections associated with this project for grading drainage and work order approval. For grading permit and work order approval. That's for future reminder.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you, Mr. Chin. We'll move on to transportation. Mr. Armijo.
Mr. Armijo, transportation. All comments have been addressed. We have no objection.
Hearing Officer Bohannon, thank you. We'll move to planning.
This is Jolene Wolfley with planning. I can go ahead and do my comments. I just want to note that there are some neighbors here. They may not have been up to speed with you when you asked for a comment. I noticed Mr. Elder had raised his hand at one point, so you might want to give them an opportunity again.
I saw that, and I was
before after back. My comments. So
I saw that. I was going to go back to the general public.
There's. I just want to compliment the applicant team and the neighbors. There's been a lot of productive meetings and discussion. And I just want to, I made a table in the planning comments just to quickly go over some items that maybe need to be addressed now or could be addressed later. So in purple are things that may be able to address with the final plat. There is a pattern for the split-faced wall. It was a little different in the last submittal from what was shown in the Zoom meeting on, it was actually March 2nd. And so I thought maybe that could just be an item that was clarified with the final plat. blue items are things that I think should be decided by the DHO today. The east wall actually is resolved because they have a diagram in the submittal now that shows where they're going to raise that. And that's shown on the wall exhibits. The next item are the two terraces that are along Wilshire. They correspond with lots 1 and 4. There's an agreement here that there should be landscaping in all these terraces. And the disagreement is about how the plant material will be established. And so the applicant's landscape architect argues that the vegetation can be hand watered for 18 months and then rely on rainwater. The neighbors were concerned about the hand watering actually happening, and we're in that meeting, we're wanting the drip irrigation. Planning staff, I'd like to defer for a moment to Jacob Boylan, who has good expertise in this area, and he's just going to give succinctly an argument as to why staff is recommending drip irrigation where there is plant material planted. Jacob, are you ready for that?
And Jacob, before you start, did you get sworn in at the beginning of the meeting?
I did get sworn in at the beginning.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
So this is Jacob Boylan, Planning Department at the Plaza del Sol Building. We are recommending that irrigation is installed. This is before I saw the agreement about the hand watering earlier today. But overall, installing an irrigation system with the intent to abandon in place after establishment, we feel will be the best overall method for actually getting these plants established long term. Overall, it'll just make it a lot easier and a lot cleaner for the plants. Without any sort of irrigation in place, you're looking at a lot of replacements, which also kind of goes into another topic that was annotated on your landscaping plan, kind of showing that you guys would be replacing any dead and dying plants annually, but it doesn't give an end date on that. So the way it currently reads is essentially a lifetime warranty, the way I'm reading it. So maybe look at including a item at the end of that showing like a drop dead date for any sort of plant replacements that would then go to the owners of the properties.
Mr. Boylan, before you go too much further, I think the maintenance note on the plat, the fact that they will have to maintain that, as opposed to getting into the, no pun intended, into the weeds of this, is really where it is the whole, it becomes then a code enforcement. If you have landscaping that can be maintained with existing moisture and it ends up being truly a xeriscape and is maintained, then instead of trying to come up with something that you got to remember, this is going on the plat. I think the maintenance is sufficient, in my opinion, to be able to maintain that landscaping in that area. It then becomes a code enforcement issue that it needs to be maintained.
Okay, so Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Jolene Wolfley again. So just kind of getting back to the important item for you to decide with regard to lots 1 and 4 is the agreement that they be vegetated is there, but exactly how they would be established. We do note that those lots are west facing, the terraces are west facing, which will take the heat of the sun. So there is some disagreement between particularly the applicant and staff about the type of irrigation. So then when we get to the terraces along lots 2 and 3, the applicant is willing to vegetate those as long as they're hand watered. The owners requested vegetation in that should really be the 3-2 meeting, but they did not want gates in those walls that the new owner would be able to access the terraces and be able to hand water or maintain. So given all that, in a meeting this week, Monday evening, staff presented to those that were in attendance that perhaps for lots 2 and 3, there should be a rock pattern on those terraces with taller boulders. There's also a lot of landscape art, you know, some of it metal, other materials that could go in there in place of plants. And therefore the whole idea of how exactly lots 2 and 3 would need less maintenance. They don't have good access for maintenance for owners of lots 2 and 3. And it's also unclear how the irrigation system would get to lots 2 and 3. Is the water going to come from lot owner 1 onto lot 2 and lot 3, or is it going to come from lot owner 4 onto lots 2 and 3? So we thought this was a much more realistic treatment for the terraces on lots 2 or 3, but we did get emails in the last 24 hours from the owners of lots 2 and 3 objecting to having no vegetation. And we're fine. We think it would be great to have vegetation there, but we were just making this recommendation because it didn't appear the vegetation really had a good chance of success. But that's kind of a decision that you'll need to make, one with regard to the irrigation system, since there is disagreement, and the vegetation or no vegetation in lieu of rock patterns and other materials for lots 2 and 3. We've talked about maintenance. In terms of the plant palette, this is purple, meaning that I think we could allow revisions to the plant palette as this goes to final plat. And there's a little more time to just comb through that. And then finally, one thing that I think there is agreement on is there's a safety steel post fence atop the retaining wall on the exterior, one that's adjacent to the existing owners. And this is 3.5 feet, and it will provide a little bit of a safety buffer that the applicant wants to do, the neighbors want it, and staff concurs. So let me just go back to the top of this where I tried to give you some guidance, you know, determining the landscaping behind lots 2 and 3, determining what kind of irrigation would establish the plants. And then I'm recommending, or staff is recommending, these conditions of approval. I think number 1 can be dropped because the exhibit shows that. And then I would recommend conditions 2 and 3 just to show, just to make a record of what we're expecting or could occur between now and the final plat.
Okay, I'm going to go to the staff comments on this case that you sent through. Let me pull those up so I can read them.
Do you see them on the screen?
Yeah, but they're real small.
Okay, let me make, sorry about that. I'll make them large.
Yeah, I've got them here on my screen, so I can read them now. So let me ask a couple of questions. Seven now. Hang on. Give me 1 second. Sorry. I promise I will print out the correct agenda when you send it to me in the mornings. Okay, so we are doing a plat. And so the plat is a legal instrument that conveys property. And it also provides certain conditions of development. A lot of the stuff we are talking about today is actually in a building permit when we are talking about building permit of these walls. And so a lot of the detail while we've got an exhibit that really shows the order of magnitude of these walls on each of the property and guidelines for how the subdivision will be moving forward, a lot of the actual detail needs to be worked out during the building permit process, and that yeah. all of these walls will be going through a building permit for review. So what I am looking at today is to provide conditions on the plat that provide the guidance, but not get down into the detail of the means and methods of how you're going to go build these walls and how you're going to go develop the lots. So that is where I'm coming from, unless planning or the city engineer can say that it's still within my purview to get down into more detail on that. Right now, I think it's still a little premature, especially at the preliminary plat stage, to start getting into these kind of details on the means and methods.
Okay, Mr. Bohannon, if I could speak to your concern. I hear where you're coming from, and in the normal course of doing business with a plat, you know, you are spot on. But this isn't a normal plat, and part of the reason for the whole effort to rehear the plat is that the perimeter wall is unusual. And I've got up here, I think on the screen, what we covered in the last hearing, which is the IDO doesn't clearly cover a situation where the terraces of a tall wall face the backyard of an adjoining property owner. The new lot owner would own the terraced wall, but would be physically separated from them by a privacy wall. The IDO speaks to the situation, refers to minimizing the visual impact on neighboring properties in IDO 5.7. And the DHO has discretion to consider the impact on adjacent property owners and require steps to be completed to show the walls are safe and there's a mechanism for maintenance. So this is unusual to go into this kind of detail on walls during a platting process, and the actual plat that's recorded may not include all these sheets, but they are sheets that would continue on to code enforcement. When you're in an administrative process, the neighbors do not have an opportunity to speak about their preferences on these terraced walls. And there isn't a public hearing. There's just an administrative review. And so the whole reason we spent the last several months working out agreements is that in this meeting, with your discretion, we can settle these matters. And there's no other part in the process where this can be settled. It can't be settled lot by lot. These are perimeter walls that are part of the application submittal requirements for preliminary plat. And that's why mostly things are in agreement. We just have a couple items here that you, with your discretion, could make a decision on. And
that's what you've listed as the three conditions in your staff report.
These conditions, but the actual two items that you, since there is some disagreement about these items, items one and two, it would be great for you to make these decisions. My understanding is that grading can occur, some matter. You know, many in this room know this better than I, but a fair amount of activity can occur between preliminary plat and final plat. We've had subdivisions almost done that were then coming in to get their final plat approved. So when they're building when they're grading and they're building the perimeter walls, we need clear direction on how the terraces are going to be landscaped. I would assume they want to put all of that in as they're putting up the walls and the privacy walls for the new lots. So the only two items for which there is not agreement are these top two items here. And potentially the first one, you could defer to the final plat. I think the issue of irrigation would be important to determine at this point because of how construction will occur.
Okay. So I'm going to do this. I'm going to go to the applicant and ask him if to respond to these first two bullet points. And then I'm going to go back to the general public and make sure that I've got all of the general public comments on the record. So Mr. Hensley or Adil, Adil, go ahead, unmute and.
This is Ron Hensley. I'm ready to speak to the first two. As far as irrigation goes, this was discussed in the meeting. It's foreseeable that there will not be a water meter or water service available for some time after the plat is filed. It all depends on lot sales. So there will not be or may not be a water service available for irrigation for some time. That's why we've left it incumbent on the developer to establish the plants for the first 2 years through hand watering, because that may be the only water source available. That's where we stand on the aspect of drip irrigation or automatic irrigation. We just don't feel it's feasible, or it could foreseeably be several years before the vegetation could be established with water services.
Or this is here in Officer Buchanan, or at the time that a building permit is pulled on lots 2 and 3, that be a condition. So it could be hand watered during that period when a building permit hasn't been pulled on lots 2 and 3, but it could be a condition on the lots once those building permits were pulled.
Yes, but it could be foreseeably after the 2 years has expired. So the point would be moot.
Well, this hearing officer Bohan. So the issue about maintenance is, and the way I'm looking at that note is, it's maintained. And so even though after 2 years, your agreement with the neighbors is that you should be done, again, it survives that 2 years. It has to be maintained basically in perpetuity. Because that's how it is on the plat, and it's shown as a plat. So it become a zoning enforcement issue at that point with the city of Albuquerque.
Correct. As has been stated, once they are established, they should require no irrigation. I believe that the hand watering and without the automatic irrigation system is really the only tenable situation.
Okay. Mr. Rizzi, do you want to add?
Yeah, Mr. Hearing Officer.
You are on your oath.
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, this is a deal. We have absolutely no problem.
Would you please swear in, Mr. Rizzi?
No,
I
swore him at the beginning.
Yeah. So we actually have no problem putting the irrigation system. Absolutely not. But as Ron has said, Ron Hensley, that by the time we do the grading and drainage and the walls and the home goes up, it will be about 2 years before the first home is sold. And these are basically, these plants will survive without irrigation system. With the rainwater. So we have all agreed that after the plants have been established, then we can yank out the irrigation system, and then they'll be thriving on themselves with the rainwater. So my comment is, why have the irrigation system when it's going to take about 2 years before we're completely done with the subdivision, I think. But if they want us to do that, we'll do it. But I think it's just redundant.
This is Hearing Officer Bohanna. The other thing is for that 2 to 3 year period, you still have a soil erosion control plan and mechanism that you need to make sure that all of the soil is basically maintained under your EPA notice of intent permit as well. So just want to bring that to your attention, so that even that, and as well as the adjoining lot owners, that you're still under, until it's fully stabilized, you are basically required to make sure that those lots are stabilized.
Yes.
Okay. Ms. Wolfe, you have your hand raised.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. I just wanted to add a couple of questions. So my understanding is that when you grade and you're preparing everything before you actually would pull a building permit for any lot, you would be putting up the walls and you would, I would imagine you'd put in the landscaping behind the wall before, you know, you'd actually pull a building permit. You also have existing property owners on the west side of these walls, and I don't think they want to go for 2 years looking at dirt and having that not taken care of in the initial work on the property. So that's where this comes into play. If Mr. Risby is saying that they're willing to put in a drip line, I think the sooner the drip line is put in to establish the plans, allow them to have two growing seasons with drip irrigation, and then that can be turned off. But I think waiting for the building permit, the plants aren't going to go in with the building of the home. The plants are going to be going in with the building of the perimeter walls.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I think that's the issue between what I'm hearing is the timing of that and what I'm trying to educate the general public as well as yourself is the city has a soil and erosion control sheet and mechanism that we are under EPA guidelines and requirements to make sure that everything is stabilized until you reach 70% stabilization. That is required until such time as stabilization occurs, which is either some type of interim stabilization until the landscaping goes in or the landscaping goes in. So there is mechanisms in place now with the city's processes to adequately cover this area. And so it's, again, we're trying to look at the construction sequence and then making sure that all of those items are covered. And so I'm getting there. I think I'm gonna let Mr. Hensley make another comment and then I'm gonna go to the general public. Ms. Wilfley, is that all your question?
Yes, I'm having a hard time. When I'm sharing my screen, it's harder to control your hand raising. So I apologize. I'm done.
No worries. Mr. Hensley?
Yes, I just wanted to include that with the building permit for the walls, the landscaping plan can be included with that building permit. And you know, could be, you know, the completion of that building permit would be required and green tagged and prior to completion of the subdivision.
Is Mr. Rizzi, is that a condition that if we modified the first condition, would you be amenable to that?
Mr. Hearing Officer, yes, sir. I also want to say that because of the unique nature of this little subdivision, 8-lot subdivision, we have to first build the wall, the retaining wall on the west side, and then have to do the terracing. So we'll have to come and do the landscaping, and then, of course, continue with the final grading and the construction of the infrastructure as well as the homes. So the landscaping and the walls on the west side, especially on the west side, will go first, the retaining walls and the landscaping. But here we are back to the same question again, is we won't have a water meter at that time to put in a drip system. So that's why my maintenance of landscape document that I presented to the staff is said that we will landscape it until the plants are ready and they're mature enough. And like I said, I don't have any problem with the drip system. I think if we have to absolutely do that, we'll do it.
This is Hearing Officer Bohannon. I'm very aware of the construction sequencing that you're going to have to go through. And so I think with that, I'm going to probably modify some of these conditions that planning provided and try to add to those so that it will get you what you need and hopefully satisfy the neighbors as well. So with that, I'm going to open it back up to the general public. And I apologize if I went too fast. So if you can raise your hand and unmute and turn your camera on, I'll be more than happy to take your testimony today. Oh, Mr. Elder, would you state your name and address for the record?
Yes, my name is Frederick Elder, and my address is 9105 Corona Avenue Northeast.
And do you swear and affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, please proceed.
I think we've made a lot of progress on this since the first time it came up. I think this development presents lots of unique problems, and both for the developers and I think for the residents, the current residents. The fact that basically, just as a comment, there's going to be about 12 foot fill and about 17 feet of walls going up in parts of this. And I wonder about item 54J1B, the idea that this is supposed to blend with the existing community. But we seem to have passed that long ago, and I think that we've made significant progress to making this not so painful for the current residents.
Mr. Elder, is that it?
That's it. I think, you know, that's interesting that we argue back and forth about how to water this. You know, if you don't, you have to put in a meter to put in the lines. Otherwise, you're going to have to carry the water in buckets back to where the plants are. I mean, you know, there are not very many options here. I think that's part of the uniqueness of this whole development is that, you know, we've gone with huge walls that require huge terraces that require huge maintenance that are difficult to reach. And it just, you know, it just seems like there could have been another plan, but I think we're pretty much going to have to go with what we have.
That's Hearing Officer Bohannon. Thank you, Mr. Elder. And hand watering which is what they're asking to do, which can be done before the building is constructed, is pretty doable, pretty feasible on these projects until such time as the building's built and where then they could hook up a drip irrigation system off of that water meter that would be done. So and we've gone through in the previous hearings about the terrain on this and why this is ending up the way it is between the walls that weren't built with your subdivision and the adjoining one, as well as trying to make up the grade between the two existing subdivisions that this is basically infilling. So we appreciate your comments today. Is there any other general member of the public that wishes to comment today? Okay. I'm going to go back to Ms. Wolfley. I think I'm going to take about a 5-minute recess, and so that I get these conditions correct. And let me just tell you where I'm heading, both with the applicant. Right now, the construction sequence that can occur is with the approval of this plat today. That does free the applicant up to go ahead and start grading the site, putting the infrastructure in, and doing these walls. The walls will have to go through the building permit process, and the applicant has agreed that they will put in the initial landscaping with those walls. And so that's going to be part of my condition. The last piece then becomes the watering, which is, in my opinion, is a drip irrigation in New Mexico is a must. Yes, it can be turned off after 2 or 3 years. In this instance, we are probably going to go 2 or 3 years before a building is actually occupied on these lots. And so what I was going to have is that for at least a minimum of 2 years, that landscaping be hand watered or until such time as a building permit is pulled. And then the building can hook up to the drip line irrigation. So my suggestion is you put the drip line irrigation in with the initial landscaping. You stub it up into the upper portion of the wall of the lots. And then when the building permit is pulled, then that irrigation is activated with the building permit. And then it's up to the homeowner at that point in time to continue maintaining those landscape terraces. So Mr. Hensley or Mr. Rizzi, do you have any issues or any comments, any rebuttal?
I think that sounds like a tenable situation.
Okay, Ms. Wolfley, any ideas, yeah. Any anything that I'm missing?
The thing I just would comment on is what happens behind lots as part of lots 2 and 3. Do they have vegetation or not? And if you do recommend for vegetation there, which sounds like the applicant's willing to do and the homeowners on the opposite side want, then should there be a gate in those walls at 2 and 3 to allow for realistic maintenance?
That is very tricky because you're really getting into the means and methods of the wall construction. And I do understand the challenges.
It's actually a terrace maintenance detail. It's more than it is a wall detail. It's like this site requires retaining walls. Those retaining wall heights require that terraces be created. And then it's determining through the IDO requires, you know, the vegetation on the terraces. And so it kind of is all part of this plat and the grading and drainage plan and the perimeter wall.
Yeah, and I understand, and I've built many a terrace in my time. So I understand this problem very acutely. I think, again, so that I am not designing this, that again, that it's up to the applicant and the building department to work through this, that I think that a maintenance, the maintenance language that has been provided, I think is adequate for the plat. It then becomes, again, whether you, and there's several ways that you can get down to that terrace. But again, it ends up into the ways and means of how you get there, whether you create a stairwell into the lot, that you go down between the lot down, or you go into the terrace area and you build a stairwell down from the top wall and you angle it over so that you can get down to these terraces. Where I'm heading is that both lots 2 and 3 will require landscaping, and this has to be individually lots that each lot owner of record will have to maintain those terraces on their lots. But I can see how this can be built either way with access, whether you go past the terraced wall and then you have a stairwell down or some access, or you in your terraced wall you actually create wing walls and you have a stairwell up. But that's really up to the applicant to figure out how's the best way he wants to handle those walls.
Right. And I was just trying to point out that this is where we are determining the perimeter wall, but whatever you think is best, Mr. Okay.
So it is 10, let's call it 10:40. Give me 10 minutes. So we'll reconvene at 10:50. And I'll take any final comments and then read my conditions ahead of time so that make sure that I capture everything. And then then I'll rule on this case.
Okay. Mr. Bohannon, this is Ms. Wolfley again. I hate to interrupt. I just wanted to note that we were intending to have a 20-minute break between this case and the last case. So if you can concur with that, then anyone who's here for the last case could actually take a 30-minute break.
that is fine.
Okay.
Okay, we'll be back here at 10:50. Mr. Hensley, are you back with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, great. Have just a couple other questions. Does the landscape plan follow the City of Albuquerque plant list, to your knowledge?
Unfortunately, I don't have that knowledge. And the landscape architect is not with us.
Mr. Hearing Officer, Ms. Alec could answer that question.
Okay.
Mr. Hearing Officer, yes, the plants are xeric plants. We did have some comments on the plant species, specifically palm yucca. We asked that, is replaced with another type of plant because that tends to get pretty big. And we don't think that that's a good fit for those terraces. But also, I think the plant list is going to most probably change because we were going to meet with the neighbors. The applicant was going to meet with the neighbors and confirm what they wanted there. But yes, the plant species, what we have there right now, are within the plant list of Albuquerque.
Right. So what I'm trying to do is make this enforceable by the city. And so what's really easy, instead of coming up with a specific plant species list, is to make that generic and make it a City of Albuquerque plant list. Okay. So that then that way it's covered. And so that was one of my questions with that. So,
okay.
So one thing, Mr. Bohannon, I think when you've had people come with Mr. Mitchell as the landscape architect toward a narrowing of plants, I don't know that you want to now go back to the universe of things that are in the Albuquerque plant list. I think in the condition I recommended, it just talks about the plant species to generally follow that submitted, but can be changed with final plat showing additional concurrence between developer and neighbors.
I do that, and I still have that in there, but I think, again, what I'm trying to do is not be so narrow that and still give it enforceable. What I'm concerned with is that if for some reason we miss something and it's not on the plant list, then I don't want to foreclose that. Mr. Hensley, you have your hand up.
Mr. Hearing Officer, this is Ron Hensley. I was just going to say that as part of the building permit submittal with the walls, we were going to consult with each of the adjacent property owners with a plant pallet and let them select from that list what they wanted on their adjacent frontage.
Right. And so let me just start going down these conditions so that we can get these on the table. So one of the very first conditions is that all lots will be maintained, excuse me, all landscape terraces on all lots will be maintained by the individual lot owners, specifically including lots 2 and 3. Lots 2 and 3 will be landscaped. The landscape terraces will be landscaped. Drip line irrigation, this will be another condition. Drip line irrigation is required for the landscape terraces. Hand watering is acceptable for 24 months prior to the issuance of a building permit. Hand watering is, period. A third condition is the landscape exhibit is approved as part of the preliminary plat and will be provided with code enforcement at the time of the wall permits application. The plant species is to generally follow the City of Albuquerque plant list, but can be changed with final plat with concurrence between the developer and the neighbors. Then the last condition would be the wall exhibit is approved as and made part of the plat and will be shared with code enforcement with the wall permit application. The exact materials and design of the wall is to generally follow the exhibit, but can be changed with final plat with concurrence between the developers and the neighbors. All construction will meet City of Albuquerque codes and ordinances, which will address the safety issues. So that's where I'm heading. Let me start with Mr. Hensley and Mr. Rizzi.
This is Ron Hensley. I think that those are viable conditions.
Okay, Mr. Rizzi.
Yes, sir. We are in agreement with that.
Okay. Ms. Wolfley, or any other staff, anything I missed?
Mr. Bohannon, as DHO, I think those are great conditions. Thank you.
Okay, let me go to the general public one more time. Do you have any comments? I'm going to give one more opportunity. If not, I'm getting ready to act on this case. I can find the cheat sheet. Okay. Okay, in the matter of PR-2022-006568, SD-2023-00147, rehearing of preliminary plat. I move approval of the preliminary plat because the application meets all the applicable requirements of the IDO and the DPM with the following conditions. Condition number one, all lots will be maintained by the individual lot owners, specifically to landscape terraces and all landscaped areas. Landscaping will occur on the landscape terraces on lots 2, 1, 2, 3, and 4 and maintained by those individual lots. Condition number three, drip line irrigation is required for the landscape terraces. Hand watering is acceptable for the first 24 months prior to the issuance of a building permit. Once the building permit is issued, drip line irrigation will be required for the landscape terraces. Condition number, it's three. A landscape exhibit is made a part of this preliminary plat and is approved and will be shared with code enforcement at the time of the wall building permit application. The plant species is to generally follow the City of Albuquerque's approved plant list that can be modified with final plat with concurrence between the developer and neighbors. Condition four, the wall exhibit is again approved as and made part of this plat and will be shared with code enforcement at the time of permit. The exact materials and design of the walls is to generally follow the exhibit of record, but can be modified with the final plat with concurrence between developers and neighbors. The walls will be built to meet all of City of Albuquerque codes and ordinances. Jay, is there DXF? We're not at that point. This is preliminary plat.
That's correct, sir. No DXF offer preliminary plat.
Okay. Mr. Hensley, Mr. Rizzi, any final questions?
No, sir. I think we're good.
Mr. Bohannon, this is Ms. Wolfley. If you would mind sending, if you drafted that on a computer, would you mind sending your things so that Angela can match that to the recording?
I did not. I will do my best and I write it out.
Okay. Yeah. Or if you just want to take pictures, if it's hand notes, just, you know, take pictures of it and send it.
I will have to handwrite. I will have to type it up.
Okay.
You will not be able to read
or that. She can just listen to the recording. I just thought it looked like you were working on a computer, but no worries. We'll just take it from the recording.
About halfway through, I thought that would have probably been best, but I was out of time. So with that, you've got your preliminary plat approval. Please keep working with the neighbors and good luck. And we'll hopefully see you at the final plat soon.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
With that, we'll take a very brief recess and let...
We're going to take 20 minutes, Mr. Hearing Officer.
Okay.
Okay.
So what time is it going to reconvene?
We will reconvene, let's just say at 11... Let's just say 11:30.
Okay. This meeting is recessed until 11:30. Thank you very much.